Person-centred care. Olivia was 16 years old and she wouldn't go to school. It began a couple of years before when she started feeling anxious, and those feelings grew until they ruled her life. Everybody feels anxious some of the time. Olivia struggled all of the time. Her fear had a savage intensity that only subsided when she shut herself away in her room. The most recent adult psychiatric morbidity survey, that for 2023 and 24, shows that Olivia's not alone. One in four people between the ages of 16 to 24 report feeling anxious or depressed. Among the rest of the population, the survey shows that generalised anxiety disorder, GAD, is now present in one adult in 12. Studies like this are incredibly useful to Christians. If there are 100 people in your church, 12 of them are likely to have a diagnosis of GAD. Preachers, small group leaders, and mentors should reflect on this. How can our Bible teaching heal the wounded and grow confidence in the worried? How might our outreach address those needs in our not yet Christian friends? How would you help Olivia? Jesus can teach us if we watch him in action. The first time we meet him, he's listening and asking questions. That's in the temple in Luke 2, verse 46. Then we see him taking time to get on the wavelength of the weak and vulnerable. There's a lovely story in Mark 7, verse 31 to 37, where Jesus heals a man who's born deaf and who can't speak very well. He takes the man off on his own, away from the frightening crowd. He communicates with him in sign language, and it's a beautiful image of how he doesn't nag or bully people. He listens and supports them. Isaiah predicted that the Messiah would not crush the weakest reed or put out a flickering candle. And Jesus is so good at identifying the thing that needs encouraging and not extinguishing it. In modern jargon, this is called person-centered care. Understanding that individual and supporting them while they navigate life. So supporting Olivia is going to take time, prayer and patience. Jesus is our example. The heart of the gospel is the offer of peace. You find that in John 14, 27, where Jesus says, "Peace I give you, my peace I leave with you." Or Romans 5, "Therefore, since we've been justified by faith, we have peace with God." That little English word sits on the shoulders of a much bigger Old Testament concept, shalom. Our word means the absence of conflict. Jesus' word means well-being or completeness. For sure, the gospel meets our need to be reconciled to God, but it also addresses the human longing for physical and mental well-being. All our preaching, group leading and counselling should reflect this. Francis Schaeffer said this in an interview: "Find me a faithful pastor in some old village and I'll show you a man who is dealing with psychological problems on the basis of the word of God, even if he's never heard the word psychology and doesn't even know what it means." It is hugely helpful if we do know some things, though. It'll help if we have a working knowledge of mental health from a medical perspective and have reflected on it carefully from a biblical one. We need a personal understanding too. I once asked people in my church to get in touch if they had a diagnosis of anxiety or depression, and they were willing to have a conversation with me about their experience. 20 people offered, and the resulting conversations changed my life and my pastoral ministry. And here's a hint for your preaching or your small group work: don't crush with mighty words and gestures that overwhelm the vulnerable. Encourage people with Christian hope that feeds oxygen to the guttering candle in their heart. Be gentle, Philippians 4, verse 7. Let your gentleness be evident to all. Olivia's parents were beside themselves when I saw them. Young people's mental health services had helped a little. We prayed together. I suggested that they didn't drag her to church. If she doesn't believe, you must believe for her. She'll get through this, I said. We looked at an online directory of counsellors. This was going to cost money, but the church could help them with that. Look at the options with your daughter, I suggested, and let her choose the one she likes the look of. The key to talking therapy is the relationship with the counsellor, and Olivia's intuition would be a better guide than her parents. The path to peace may take time and involve as many setbacks as there is progress. But Olivia recently went to France with a school and is looking at university. People recover. With patient and godly support, they can recover well.